Blog Talk Radio.
Knowing love the way I do, I can say for certain it's true. There's a chance for me and you. I surely feel like the time is near. The picture in my mind is very clear. I think love has brought us here. I remember not too long ago, I was just a lonely person with a lonely heart. I was hoping there could one day be a chance for me to
get the love
that I've been missing.
Sometimes love
takes a long time, but wait for love and you're gonna get the
chance to love.
Chance on love, you see, it's not a waste of time if the truth is in me. The impossible can be. Hold on tight if you think you're right. Nothing hurts as bad as when you see you gave up. Now I remember spending all my time on a dream that kept me wishing that you could be mine. Yeah. And I was hoping there could one day be a chance.
Welcome, welcome to Salt of the Earth. Welcome, welcome to Salt of the Earth. This is your co-host, Kendra Coe. We want to thank everyone for coming on Salt of the Earth today. Amen. Thank you, thank you. Welcome, welcome to Salt of the Earth. I am your co-host, Kendra Coe. So come on in. where we pray for you and engage with you, delivering a message to you from God in the written word. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Again, today's topic is, this is the final series in the love, of the love call.
We're not going to say 100%, but majority of the requirements, like about 80. We want a good 80%. That would be a good start. But we would just like to thank everyone for coming on. We would like to thank everyone for coming on. And before we get started, we're going to go ahead and bless this line because we take nothing for granted. So we're going to go ahead and bless the line. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the bread of life. Let us feast on you and find nourishment for our souls. You are the light of the world. Let us follow you out of the darkness. You are the door. Let us enter the Father's presence in your name. You are the good shepherd. Let us rest in your provision. You are the resurrection and the life. And let us find life and victory in you. You are the way, the truth, and life. Let us love you with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. We pray this in your name. Amen. God has a place for you, a space for you, a race for you, and a pace for you. And God will see you through. Amen, amen. So, Father God, let's go ahead and finish blessing the sight. I receive the spirit of power, love, and sound mind in Jesus' name. Amen. And no demon has the right or the power to attack my mind or anyone on this prayer line's mind. And it is covered by the blood of Jesus Christ, of Jesus of Nazareth, in Jesus' name. Amen. In the powerful name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I release the angels of war from the kingdom of God. Angels, take your positions against Satan and his demons now. Cover the prayer line, the whole air, land, sea, with the blood of Jesus and the fire of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Okay, so today is the last Friday for the love call, the fourth and final round of the love call. We have had a great time listening and being inspired to love ourselves, to take care of ourselves, making room in our life for someone special. And when serious about that someone special, making sure you're both in it for the long haul. So by now you should have spread some joy, some good vibration, and some sisterly or brotherly love to your fellow man. It's all about love and coming from a positive and loving place to put out in the universe so it can come back in strength and in abundance. We can't get enough of love. Let it flow, let it flow, let it show. For those of you who chose to wait for love, it's okay. It's okay because you're taking your time. So this is for the people that are taking their time. This is for the tool in you. Okay, for taking your time. Again, this is for the coolness in you.
This is for the coolness.
Everybody be happy.
You go round and round and round and back and forth, you know. Everybody go through it sometime, and that's just the way it goes. So we go up and down and up
Hey guys, we haven't forgotten you. And you know, we know that you want everything straight down the middle. And we get that. You want everything done straight down the middle. So who better to tell you than Teddy? When somebody can return the same thing that you did them back.
Desire, just appreciate the little things I do. Oh, you're the one who's got me inspired. Keep on lifting, lifting me higher. So good, good, loving somebody, and somebody loves you back. It's so good, needing somebody, and somebody needs. A lot of guys today, they wish they had somebody just like you. when the last time that I told you, but girl, you make me so very happy. I think we've got something that a lot of people don't seem to have. Talking about a 50-50 love.
Amen. Isn't it so good when somebody loves you back? Amen. So we need to show more love. Amen. The world, we need to show more love. And we don't do that. That's one of the skills, it seems like, that we are losing or disappearing from the trend with society, love. We need to show more and we need to express more love. Because we can get the negative, we can get the hurt, the pain, we can get all that. And we can get more than what we need. But we need to show more love. Amen. Because we do have love also as an element. So love is way stronger than any of the other forces. Amen. So we just need to show more love with one another. Brother and sisterly love with one another. And right now, I know the world is in chaos a little bit. Something is going on over here. Something is going on over there. Well, something is going on everywhere. But we can't worry about what we see in front of our eyes. Amen. Because our eyes can be deceiving. Okay. So we don't have to take any of that negativity in. We want all positiveness. We want positive energy. We want good energy, good vibes. So when we put it out into the universe, that's what we get back, 10 times the amount, greater, and abundance with it. Amen, because that's what we want. We want good energy. We want a good life. We want good energy. We want to live an abundant life, a peaceful life, a fulfilled life. So we want all those good things in our lives to make our lives complete and our lives to be fulfilled. Amen. So what we're doing is just we're going over some of the things that we know we have to take care of ourselves before we can let anyone else into our lives. We have to take care of ourselves. We have to pay attention to all the signs and the signals that we get. Amen. We don't want to move too fast or too soon if something pops up. Amen. But there's nothing that can pop up that we can't get out of. Amen. Nothing pops up that we cannot get out of. So I just want us to continue on in this good mood. I know a lot has happened this week that was tragic, and my words cannot even begin to explain what happened was a tragedy. Everything that I've been hearing and seeing on the news has been a tragedy. But we know that also that there is a lot of good in the world as well as there is negativity. So for every negativity, every negative item we see out there, let's throw double love. Let's throw something more positive into the energy, into the air. Say something more blessed or good towards someone. Towards someone, amen. That's the only way we're going to see a change. We have to be the change. We can't say, yeah, we need to see more love. We need to be the love that they see. We need to just be more warm, more loving, more. We need to be more compassionate. I know it's getting rough out here. I know it's getting tough, and I know a whole lot of things coming up against you. But don't let that change who you are. Don't let that change who you are. You have to figure it out, but you can figure it out in a way where you continue to be yourself. If you're a good person, a decent person, and you're trying to improve your life, then you can find ways to continue to be on that path and to improve yourself. That's what the word is here for. That's what the gospel is here for. That is what all these dynamics is here in this book is for. So we can make sure that we're on the right path, amen? And we want to feel good doing it, and we want other people to know that you don't have to come from a negative place. You don't have to be in bad energy. You don't have to be around bad people. You can be around people that like to have a decent time, a good time, fun, listen to good music, be around positive people and vibrant people. Those are the type of people we want to be around. You know, since this pandemic had... We've been in the house a lot, and we've been wearing our masks, so now they've kind of eased the masks a little bit, so we're a little bit more comfortable with the masks, but I'm saying that we're still wearing our masks and everything. So we want to make sure that we continue to spread the love because we see enough negativity. We're going to still be positive and in that positive realm, and we're going to keep continue sending out positive vibes. Amen, because we want to be blessed, and we don't want to wish anything negative upon anyone. So, again, we want to meet somebody positive in our lives that we can share and do things with. And we just want to stay away from anything that is not of God, anything that is wicked, or anything that is not fulfilling that's going to make a positive change. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and finish up this Friday, amen, with some more. So how about some love for life? We could use some love for life. We could use some love for life that'll take us all the way through.
Promise that you made me all the things you told me. You said you'd never leave me. Be together for eternity.
You all you had before.
So come on,
your love is why I live.
All right, that was Jodeci. And we just want to continue the love. We want to go ahead and continue the love. We have so much love. You know, this world probably even wouldn't exist now if we didn't have the amount of love that we have on this planet to keep this planet going. This planet is going because we do have love on this planet. And it's love on this planet. It's all around us. It's around us and we can't see it. We can't feel it, but love is all around us. And that's the reason why right now we are still here, because it's love that's keeping us here. If we put all the hate together that the world had, and if it wasn't enough love to supersede it, we would not be here. So we know that there is a lot of love out here in the universe. It just seems like it's not, because what we're seeing, what we heard. But if it was more hate and evil on the planet, we would not be here. So we know that love supersedes the hate because we're still here. When they get to the point where there's no more love on this planet, then this planet will cease to exist. This planet will cease to exist when there is no more love on this planet. So I just want you guys to know that it's a lot of love on the planet. That's why we're still here. Amen. And I appreciate that the Father gave us that love and that we can share it with one another and we can come together when we need to come together, and we can be there for each other. Amen. Because right now, this world, we need prayer. We need prayer so badly. I mean, we are praying, but we still got a long ways to go. We got a long ways to go. We got people that's dropping off. We got people not coming back. We have to get the people that have decided not to come back. We have to find a way to get them to come back. We have to show them some sister and brotherly love. We have to do some things to keep their attention and see what it is that we can kind of help them with that would make them feel a little bit more better about the things that we talk about on the line. Right now, we can go ahead and open. Right now, I'm going to go ahead and open the floor. This is the month of love. I know everyone on here should have something positive to say about love, because we all have some love in us. Amen. So when it comes to love, if we just muzzle up and don't say nothing, I know we still got some love in us. So you can't say anyone sitting on here doesn't have any love, any good in them, any good. Well, when I say good, the Bible says there's no one good, but the better parts of us, the better parts of us that comes out. Amen. So I'm going to open up the floor at this time. Any praise reports or prayer requests, or has anything exciting happened to you within these 4 weeks of love? Did you take anything to heart? Did you try anything? Did you try something new? Did you open up to love a little bit more? Were you willing to pass along the good energy, the good vibes? So I'm going to go ahead and open up the floor right now. If anybody would like to say anything about love or anything about this month that was exciting for you or something that you did different, amen. So I'm going to open up the floor right now for anyone who want to make any kind of comment about love. If you want to have anything that you want to say about love, I'm opening up the floor now so you can express yourself about love or whatever it is that you feel about it. Amen.
Amen.
Do anybody have anything they would like to share about love, say about love? Express well, what you're just feeling, what you're feeling this week. Maybe you're not coming from a loving place. Maybe you're coming from another place. But would you like to share anything that you feel.
Well, praise the Lord. I guess I can hear me right.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I just want to say, you know, I try to express love, you know, amongst my family and my children and my husband, you know, grandchildren, though. I always try to express love because used to be a time I didn't know how to show love. Because that's why I never grew up in a household that showed love. But,
right.
Like I said, but I pray and ask the Lord to, or to help me to express love that I had for my children, listen for my family, you know, and stuff. And
right.
So I learned how to go to show love, you know, the hug and people say I love you, and
yeah.
I would tell my I love you. That right, you know. Or, you know, I said, you know, but you. A woman always wants to hear the words sometimes that she loves. So they tell me you love me by things you do for me. But being the woman, anyway, sometimes I want, where do you come from? And my grandbaby. Sometimes but I want you to tell me that you love me. No, and stuff, you know, but I guess it's hard. We all grew up in the same kind of household. But I ask the Lord to help me show love. And with my sisters and brothers, you know, I call them. I'm going to say, I love you. Hang up the phone. I'm going to say, I love you. And now I got them saying the same thing. Because you just say that. I tell my sister, you know, you put, she said, oh, I forgot. I love you too. You know. So I get to express love to get love. And I'm learning that. And even with people around, church members, whatever, I try to express my love notes to them. And when I go somewhere, I always say thank you, no please, stuff like that. And
yeah.
I try to have a good attitude when I go to the store and go to the checkout line. No, I try to have a good attitude. And I say thank you, stuff like that, you know. So I go.
Right.
So there's no love. And like Katie was saying, you want 50-50. But it's at most times, one person always going to show more love than the other person. But
right.
It doesn't matter as long as you know that you are loved. Sometimes it ain't about you just say I love you, then you don't love them. You just saying the word. But love
right.
is an action word. So it's love. It's saying you love me and then showing me stuff. So,
right.
And like I say, I do love each and every one. I had never met you all, but online with you, but you're my family, and so you're my family, you know, because you
right.
have to be blood
right.
to be family, so
right.
you're my family, and I do love you guys very much, and stuff like that, and so I just want to say, I love the song you've been playing, you've been playing this stuff, last couple of weeks, and, those songs they bring back memories, when you were growing up, I know somebody, but they wasn't really love, the song makes you feel all gooey, but then after the song go off, same thing, but
it's a moment in time, and sometimes songs are like that too. They hold special memories. Something special might happen on a song. And every time you hear
right.
that song, it kind of brings back memories,
Yeah, it does. So that was my testimony. I've been having a good week, and it just, I know Jesus loves me and I love him. And, he just felt, and then, I could have a nice, fantastic week. Nothing great happened, but just being alive and let that thing happen in Texas, all those kids, it just broke my heart.
Right.
That someone would go there and just go to an elementary school and kill all these kids. It don't make no sense to me. But, but the enemy you know, but it did just hurt so bad, you know, for the fans and the family members. It just devastated. And I wouldn't, well, I'm not kids, but it just saved my heart. So I imagine what it did to the fans and they knowing their brothers and sisters. Like, you see the kid up to school in the morning, so kiss them goodbye, so you know they call you here, the kid is dead. I know,
exactly.
I can't imagine. So I just thinking about you, you see how your kids, grandkids, whatever, pray for them, to protect them now, to go out to school. Anyway, go to school, in my other mind was 2 months ago, it was a grocery store, and now it's a kid, so you're right, it needs more love. This world needs more love. It needs more love.
Mm-hmm.
And you love it, but it needs more love. I don't know what's wrong with people these days. I don't get stressed out well, but it's just sad. And I know, but I just thank God that all my family doing well, you know, and things.
Right.
So I just, yeah, so I just pray stuff for that. You know, I see it hurts for the family, but I thank God for my family.
Let me tell people something. Just like prayers go up and blessings come down, it's love
mm-hmm.
in the universe, just like it is prayers. Prayers are in
mm-hmm.
the universe because people pray, right? So when people
right.
pray, their prayers go up. And then the blessings
mm-hmm.
come down. So when people love somebody, love is in the universe as well. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Even
uh-huh.
even if some people might say, I don't have nobody to love, you do have somebody to love. Start with yourself. You start with
right.
yourself, because when you love yourself, you're going to treat yourself well. You're not going to treat
mm-hmm.
yourself bad. You're going to treat yourself well. So start
right.
with yourself. And then,
yeah,
and as you begin to give love, you know, show people, you know, the tender side of you or whatever, you know, it starts coming back. And it comes back, and it feels good. It feels better, you know, when people say something nice to you. Everybody likes somebody saying something nice or something good. I'm the type of lady, when I see another lady dressed nicely or whatever she got, I always give her a compliment. You know what I'm saying? Like, if she looks good in her dress, I'm not going to feel intimidated by telling her she looks good, or I'm a type of woman, well, I don't want to give nobody else no praise. No.
Right.
I'm going, when I see people shine, I'm going to let them know that I see your shine. I see it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like
mm-hmm.
that. I'm like that. So I try to be open to those feelings that, you know, the Lord gave us, love and everything. So I'm just saying, a lot of people don't even get to realize that because so many other things are going on in their life. But this is, at some point in your life, you have to take time out. I know we have a busy life. Let the world tell you, our life is so busy from the time we open our eyes to the time we go to sleep, nonstop,
mm-hmm.
just nonstop. But what I'm saying is we have to take time out and find and balance our life out and know the things that balance us out. We do need love. We need human touch. We need love. We need, we can't live in this world by ourselves. We can't stand alone. You know, we can start off by ourselves, and some people say, well, I could be by myself. Yeah, you can, but you still have to have interaction with people, social skills. You have to be able to interact with people. You know what I'm saying? You can't be a lone wolf all the time. That's why sometimes we need praying partners. You know what I'm saying? To pray to get the person through whatever they're going through. But love is definitely needed. Love is definitely something that we need in each and every home. There needs to be love. When a person comes into that home for the evening to come in to relax, to enjoy their home, their meal, there needs to be love there. You know what I'm saying? Not no darkness and fear and abuse and mental anguish. You shouldn't have to come home to anything like that. You know, I pray for people that have to come home to anything like that. You shouldn't have to come home or be scared to come home because you go get beat or jumped or if you say the wrong thing. Or, you know, love does not hurt. Love is not abusive. Love is not a mental game where people play with your mind. Love is not where they put their hands on you. Your parents already have raised you, so your man or your woman don't need to raise you. Okay, so if you guys take can't come to a common ground and get along, then it's just time for you guys to move on. Because I don't think a man should be putting his hands on a woman, and a woman definitely should be putting her hands on a man. So when you get to that point where you guys cannot talk anymore, then it may be time to move on. But love should not have to hurt. Okay, so a man needs to know that when he's dealing with a woman, and a woman needs to know when to step two and not to be stepped on as like a doormat, okay? You're not a doormat. Your self-esteem should not be that low. And if it is that low, you need to seek some counseling to pull yourself together. You know what I'm saying? To get your emotions back up, because it shouldn't be on the floor where, you know, people could just walk on you like a doormat. So we know that if something like that is going on, you probably need some type of therapy, some type of help in some type of area in your life. Amen. But again, we just want to make sure everyone is healthy from the mind to the body. You know what I'm saying? And that it's open up to receive healing, to receive the right emotions, so our body can function properly. Amen. And so then once we do find a partner that we like, and a lot of us have proven it, they stay with their partners, okay, and it works out. And everything, any type of relationship that you get in, you're going to have to work through situations. So you need to be open and ready for that. Don't say what you won't do because you don't know what you might do. You never know what causes to make you do something that you said you wouldn't do. So it's fair to just say, don't never say never, because you never know when you might have to do something that you said you wouldn't. So, but you want to be, well, you want to be healthy in the mind and wealthy in the mind as well. Your health is your treasure. If you got your health, you are wealthy, wealthy, wealthy. You are wealthy, okay? You might not have the billions or the millions, but you are wealthy because you have your health. And as long as you got your health, you are good to go. You could go anywhere, do anything. So you need your energy in order to do anything. Amen? So love is out here, okay? And I'm not saying that if you don't find love this month, you're not going to find love. I'm not going to tell you that, because you never know when it's going to come. Everyone has a time frame for everything. And if you haven't already found it, you will eventually find it. Amen. I just ask, on your journey, ladies and gentlemen, on your journey to seeking love or finding love, make sure that you are careful. Just be very careful and pay attention to everything. Amen. And let someone know at all times when you're dating or seeing someone. Amen. So we can keep a close-knit watch on the people that are trying to date or that are interested in dating. If they share, let us know that they are dating. You know, maybe we can tell them about somebody we know, or maybe when they go somewhere, they'll call you and let you know that they went on a date, you know, so someone can know if they're out there dating. But there are dating sites out here. Amen. So what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and continue on. If there's no one with any praise report or prayer request, I'm going to ask the Heavenly Father to bless this line right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you bless this line right now. I ask that you bless each and every one online today. They all came on today, Lord, to hear some good music and about love. We went over all the different steps of love, and love is a wide range area to talk about. I mean, we could talk about love ongoing forever, because that's something we could just talk about, and it could go on and on and on and on. So I just want you guys to know that, yes, love is out here. It does exist. You will experience it if you have not. Everyone gets a turn, and it's somebody for everybody. So take your time in dating or whatever it is that you're doing, and be safe doing it. Amen. And so I'm asking that the men stand up. And it's a lot of beautiful women out here, godly women. that are still single and they still haven't met their spiritual man, and I'm sure the man hasn't met his spiritual woman either. So we want to make sure that you guys, we know that you guys are out there. We're just hoping that some kind of way you guys cross each other's path. Amen. So what we're going to do now is for the couples that have been together for a long time. I know you guys have took this advice from someone that may not be at this time married, but once upon a time was married. Amen. So we're going to go ahead now and let's go and hear some old school from no one but the one and only Al Green. Let's see what Al Green says about love. That are married and together to stay together. Amen. You've done it this long, and it's no sense in turning back now. There's no sense in breaking up because you can't get that time back, and you have to start all over again. It's a process. So, look, if you're with somebody and you guys have been together that long, hey, you might as well go ahead and finish the race, stay together, work through it. Work it out. I know you can do it. You've done it this long. You can continue to do it. And let me tell you, the grass is not greener on the other side. It just looks like that, okay? It just looks like that. you're on this side, and from over here, it looks, ooh, that looks pretty green over there. But let me tell you, it's green right where you at. Because let me tell you, when you get over there to that other side, them little dark spots you didn't see, now they're visible. Now you can see them and everything else. So let me tell you, if you're in a relationship and you guys are still together after all this time, then it's meant for you guys to be together. As long as you guys are not disrespecting one another, giving each other space to come back together and to be together. Like I said, a marriage is like a job. You have to work at it. But it is worth all the energy and the effort that you put into it. It is. Amen. So the couples that are together, God bless you. May you stay together. And Father God, I just ask that you bless each and every one on the line from the tip of their head to the tip of their toes. Bless the whole body. May it be healthy. Bless the mind so it can be strong, so it can think, so it can do guide us in the right direction. Bless our thinking. Bless the way we think. Lord, bless us so we can be a blessing to someone else. Bless us going in. Bless us coming out. Let us be a blessing to someone else. Amen. Let us be blessed going in and blessed coming out. We ask, Father God, that you keep your arms around us in a hedge of protection. We ask that the blood of Jesus be sprinkled on the whole family, the immediate family, the kids, the grandkids, the extended family. We pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ in the church. We pray for all the members in the church. We pray for our president, our vice president. We pray that the people that we have in these political positions make better decisions. Amen. Father God, we ask that you bless each and every area, that we have so many different imps out here, that we ask that the prayers be abound and get bigger and bigger and bigger. Amen. Because this, we see that this negativity, and we see all this hate and all this evil is trying to take more and more space up and be on more and more people. But we're asking that the prayers be blown up as well and to cover all the negativity that's trying to come out. We're hearing it all through the day, 24/7. So we're also blocking it with prayers. We're blocking it with prayers, amen, so that the negativity will stop. We're trying to stop some of the negativity in its track. We're trying to stop the devil and his imps from doing some of the things that they're doing, amen. So we want to remember, we know it's positiveness out there. We know it. We experience it. We live it. We get to see it, amen, but we go through ups and downs. But we always want to be on the upside, amen. We always want to be on the upside. So I just want to thank everybody for coming today. I want to thank you guys. You guys made it with me through the month of May. You made it with me through the month of May, the month of love. The love call, amen. So I know some of the people that's online, amen, have compassion, have a heart, amen. I know that because I'm seeing the people that's showing up, and they have compassion and love in their heart, and they have certain songs that might give them memories or do things. But we're all looking for the positive, and we're always looking to uplift and bring up the next person. So I want to thank everyone for coming online today. Today is Friday. Again, the sun is shining in California. We're in California. The sun is shining. We're having good weather, so no complaints here. My feet is doing well, so I should be back in my shoe in probably another week or two. I should be back in my shoe. And so other than that, love, just continue to grow in love. And like you said, Sister Paige, this is something that you knew that you're doing new with your family. I'm trying out some new things with my family too. I haven't actually tried it on them yet, but I am about to try it on them. I haven't tried it on them yet, but I'm gonna try it on them. Okay, so I want to hear how they're gonna sound once I scare them with some love.
Yeah.
I want to see how it's going to sound when I scare them with some love. Because when you tell people you love them, you scare them, they be like, excuse me, what did you just say? They want you to repeat that. They want you to repeat that because they like, I ain't heard nobody say this. Excuse me, what did you say? Can you repeat that again? Because they can't even believe it. Okay? So they want this to be repeated. They want that to be repeated so they can be sure that they heard what they heard. Amen. So God is good. I just love doing stuff like that because I love to see people reactions when you tell them that you love them, but they look at you like you crazy, like, you don't need to say that to me. You don't do this. You don't do that. But that don't mean that I can't love you from a distance.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? Don't mean I can't love you from a distance. You know?
Right.
So, that's what we want to do. We want to keep loving our brothers and sisters and keep positiveness coming in. We're going to keep the love going. Now we're going to go back into the Word. Next Friday, we're going to go back into the Word. Exactly where we're going back into the Word, I am not sure, but I do have some things on the agenda. So, but I know we will be back into the Word, and love will always come up. Love will always come up. I'm here to tell you, as long as you're living and breathing and you're reading this Bible, love will always be in it. It will always come up, and love is just in this Bible. That's one of the emotions that is in this Bible is love. So it's one of the top priorities in this Bible as well. So I just want to thank everybody for tuning in Friday. I want to thank you guys for coming along and listening to the love call. I hope that you wrote down that person or that man or that woman that you want to meet, and I hope that you stay visual, and I hope that person comes to you. You can see yourself talking to that person. You can see yourself going out with that person, and it might take time, but you still see yourself going out with that person. You guys might do lunch together, dinner. You guys may, you know, do some different activities together. You might just want an activity partner. You never know, but I'm just saying, just enjoy your life. That's what God put you here for, to enjoy your life and to serve him. Enjoy your life while you're serving him. Amen. Nobody can say you can enjoy your life while you're serving him. But you can enjoy your life while you're serving him.
Amen.
Amen. So, yeah, so always think of that. Like some people might feel like, oh, I just work for the Lord all day, all night. I don't have no time to myself. I don't know. That's not true. That's not true. You have plenty of time for yourself. You have plenty of time for yourself. You have plenty of time to have a good life. The Lord bless you so you can have a good life. So don't ever think that you work for the Lord 24/7 and you don't have a good life. You have a good life. If you work for the Lord, you even more so blessed. So if you working with the Lord working with you, you even more so blessed. So that's a blessing in itself. Amen. So you can't never say you got too much of that. So I just want to thank everyone for coming today. I want to thank you guys for being in my love call. I know you guys have love and compassion in your heart. And so you are capable of loving and loving people. And you putting out the positive vibes out in the universe. That's good. So, I mean, we are on the right track. Hey, we done did our spiritual checkup. It looked good before we did this. Amen. And so we're on the right road. We are on the right path. Amen. So let's keep on learning and keep on going forward with the Word. And we'll get back into the Word next week. And we'll have some more stories in the Bible to deal with, some more issues to talk on, some more things that will be coming to the forefront that we'll be dealing with. Amen. as we learn and go along the way. So I just want to thank everybody. It was great having you guys these 4 weeks of love. That was just so awesome. I just thank everyone for coming on. That was just lovely. Just having people to listen to good music and just, you know, go back and forth talking. Amen. So that's a good thing. That's always a good thing. Anywhere where we can get together as a family and talk, it's always good, and sharing information. So again, I just want to thank you all for everything. We want to thank everyone for coming today. We enjoyed your presence. We want to send love and blessings with you and the love of Christ, the hedge of protection, until we meet next week. Same prayer line, same prayer time. Amen. And now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you flawless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, now and ever. Amen. So I want to thank everyone again for coming on. Oh, we had a nice time. I just had myself a ball these 4 weeks, because I already told you guys I'm in love with love, so I love it. So I'm embracing what God gave us, so we all need to embrace it. Let's learn as much as we can while we're living. Let's learn as much as we can. Embrace all the good. Take all the good. Use the good. All the bad, we don't need that. We spit that out. Throw that in the trash. Keep all the good stuff and get rid of all the bad stuff. That's what we do. We get rid of all the bad and keep all the good. So stuff that we don't want, we spit it out, chew it out, throw it out in the trash or whatever, and we keep the good stuff and keep going forward. Amen. That's Amen. What the Lord would want us to do. So I want to thank everybody for coming this weekend. We did 4 weeks of love. And you know it don't stop here. This is just scratching the surface. But at least we did get to talk about love for 4 weeks. Amen. And for those that was on the journey with us, thank you guys. That was so fun. I liked it. I enjoyed it. And I hope you guys enjoyed it too. And I hope we can keep bringing stuff to you that you guys like. Amen. And so we will see you guys next Friday at the same time. You'll see Pastor Paige on Sunday at 11 o'clock. There were some people on my line that were asking about Pastor Paige, and I told him he comes on at Sunday, and he has the same phone number as well. You guys can hear Pastor Paige Sunday morning. Amen. Sister Paige, go ahead, tell Pastor Paige information.
Okay, he come on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. You don't know what's the time, where that stuff is. 7 o'clock Pacific time, they with him?
You guys are Central time.
Okay, 7 o'clock Central time.
Okay.
I'm going to put it this way. 7 o'clock our time and 8 o'clock.
Okay.
Now it'd be 6 o'clock your time, right? Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be Central time, your time, and Pacific time, our time.
Okay. Wait. It come on at 7 o'clock.
Okay. So that'll be 5 o'clock California time.
Mm-hmm. And 7 o'clock Texas time. On Wednesday night.
Okay.
And then on Sunday morning is 11 o'clock. Our time, and you can be on Facebook Live, either on the line. You can be on Facebook Live too. Mm-hmm. And come and hear the word.
That's right. Amen. And then we got Prevost. He's on Sunday evening, I do believe. He's on the Sunday evening at about,
five.
Is it 5 or 7?
It's seven.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 7 on Sunday evening. I got that word, right?
Yes, I got that word.
I got that word. Yes, honey. Yes. Elder Prevost got that word for you Sunday evening at 7. Amen. So, yeah, you need to reach out and listen to him because he got that word.
Did you hear
okay.
him Sunday, last Sunday on Sunday morning?
On Sunday morning?
No, he came on last Sunday morning. He preached on last Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. I guess you didn't hear him, huh? He had a good word.
Oh, okay, okay.
Last Sunday morning, uh-huh. On the church line.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
What was his topic on again?
Like me or something like that.
Can you love me even when you don't like me?
Why you saying things first time you do because I ain't gonna say something you online.
I know. What was the name? What was the topic, Elder Prevost? What was the topic?
Can you love me even when you don't like me?
Yeah, it was good.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Well, so I think that we've done everything, right, people? And it is Friday,
right.
So I don't know what you guys got planned for Friday or what you guys got planned for the weekend, but I want you guys to have the best weekend ever. I'm sending you guys away with the hedge of protection, the blood of Jesus, and the love of the salt of the earth, and ain't nothing you can do about it. But I want you guys to enjoy your weekend. The weather is getting better. And we're coming on this line. We're getting better. We're growing. We're all learning, and we're getting better. We're seeing what works and what does not work. So let's put our heads together, and let's continue to grow. Let's continue to grow and be here for one another. Amen. And do the best that we can. And do the best that we can, brothers and sisters in Christ. You know, each one with their platform. Amen. I want to see each and every one be blessed with their platform. May it be blessed. And I just want to thank everyone for coming online again. And I just enjoy you guys. When Friday come, I can just talk, but I'm not going to do that because they'll be saying, you talk a lot, Miss Alexandra. But anyway, but I can talk about my Heavenly Father all day. I'm telling you, I can get hyped up on them. I can be talking about them all day long. Y'all be like, wow, she'll never take a break. But I'm going to take one right now. I'm going to take one right now and let you guys enjoy your weekend and everything because I just want you guys to have a good old time, a real, you know, just enjoy your weekend because the days are getting warmer and better and people looking forward to it. So I'm just happy to be alive. I'm happy to be talking to you people. I'm happy that God is just blessing people and he's touching people and God is just good and I'm thankful. Father, I am. I'm thankful. I'm thankful for everything, for the small blessings, the little blessings. I'm happy for I'm grateful for everything. I have no complaints. If I did complain, it wouldn't do no good anyway. So anyway,
nope.
I'm just going to go ahead and keep my complaints to myself and just keep on rolling. Amen. Yeah. I love you guys. I love you guys so much you just don't know. Friday is like a party to me. I enjoy you guys on the line. I really do. So you guys have a great weekend. I'll see you guys next Friday. Next week we'll have something new to talk about. We'll dive into the word of the Lord and see what he has to say next week. Amen. That we can apply into our lives. Amen. So you guys have a great weekend. I miss you guys so much. You just don't know. I want you guys to have a great weekend. Show somebody you love somebody. Tell somebody that you love somebody. Just show some love. And remember, it's going to always come back to you. You'll have less negativity coming back and more positiveness. I would rather have more positiveness and more positive things happening than negative things. So I'm always looking for positive. That's why I stay on people about their vibrations and being in a good space because I want to come in a good space to share space with you. We have good conversation and everything. And then you can continue on with someone else and I can continue on with someone else. And you just continue to spread the good stuff. And when somebody come and they start dumping on you, then it's time to get off the phone or whatever. But anyway, so just take care of yourselves. Remember, love yourself first. Remember to love yourself first. Okay, you guys take care. I love you. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you next Friday.
Okay, love you guys, too.
All right, love you guys, too. All
right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Can a heart wait now and then? I call your name, and suddenly your face appears, but it's just a crazy game when it ends. Thank you.
Yeah.